The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. My name is Dayton Kane, and in for Rose Gray today, Colleen Ulzberg. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
The weather's warming up a little bit, so that's nice.
Yeah, it was perfect today. Nice, slow, no traffic drive down from Oshkosh this morning. Enjoyed it. I enjoy those quiet mornings to myself.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line for questions for Colleen today is 855-616-1620. Let's start with big news on the Fox World Travel front. What do you have going on?
Oh, I got some new a new announcement this morning that I'm really excited about because Hawaii is hot. We had a four-island tour sell out in a matter of maybe 2 weeks.
Wow.
Because everybody's getting ready to go back to Hawaii. We had a wait list on that. So we ran crazy and put together another Hawaii trip. It's called the Best of the Hawaiian Islands. So we have two now. It's February 28th through March 12th. We have a feeling that it's going to sell out immediately as well. So if that's something you want to do, get on 866-GO-FOX-GO, call our agents and get booked. And the Best of the Hawaiian Islands is a three-island tour, and it does everything. It's the best, obviously. It's called the Best of the Hawaiian Islands, so it does the best. You start out in Oahu, and we do USS Arizona Memorial in the museum. We go to Punch Bowl Crater Cemetery. We're right on Waikiki Beach with the hotel area there, so it's a splendid location, walking distance to everything. You get a whole free day where we offer some optionals, and then we pop right over to the big island of Hawaii, and we do Volcanoes National Park and a lot of little places like coffee places and orchid florist type things, and then we have a full free day there. And then we pop you over to Maui, which is the perfect ending spot. And we do the Io Valley, and there's options up to Haleakala. And we've thrown in a whale-watching cruise.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's the time of year that the humpbacks are there in that big bay. And then we fly you home from Maui. So it's into Honolulu, out of Hawaii. Great prices, February 28th to March 10th, perfect time of the year.
Sounds like a full trip.
It is. It's just excellent, and I should put my name in to tour manage that. That sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah, now that you're like, why am I not on that
yet? Yeah.
All right, 855-616-1620 is the number if you want to call or text your questions in. I know we have something else we want to announce in a bit, but let's get over to a couple questions already rolling in on the text line. Joe from Menominee Falls says, we have a fall trip to Portugal where we still need to book a flight. I found a flight that has a stop in Canada. Is Canada allowing flights to stop there?
That one I would have to look up. I believe they're allowing through flights through Toronto, depending on where they're going. I would probably check with the Canadians' version of our TSA just to verify that you can actually stop there. But I do believe if it's only a fly-through that it should be no problem at all.
Interesting. So we can't stop at port to do the cruises through Canada, but
right,
we can pop down and switch flights and take off.
Yeah, I would just double check on that, though, with the Canadian government just to make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one coming in from John and Eileen in Des Plaines. Did I say that right? Illinois?
Sure.
Hi, Colleen. Can you give us an update on travel to Europe and countries locked down? We want to travel again.
Oh, John and Eileen, so do I. I know. I know that feeling. You know, I just was talking to our chairman of the board yesterday, Mr. David Edis, who has been my big boss for 25 plus years. And he sent me some information on Croatia. That has actually opened to U.S. travel already. If you're fully vaccinated or if you have the 72-hour test of negative test,
okay,
for COVID. And also Greece is pretty wide open as well. They have the same fully vaccinated proof of that or the negative test. And Greece is really opening up because there's a lot of cruise ships that are starting to sail from Greece. So things are slowly coming back, but it's getting there. So hopefully within the next couple of months, we'll be kind of back to normal. I want to be optimistic. I mean, Rose is so optimistic, and I love her for that. And she feels that our fall trips are have a good chance of going, and I want to believe that, too, because all of us really need to get back on the road.
Yeah, especially for you guys who are used to, that's like your life, that's what you do. Now suddenly it's like life is on pause.
Yeah.
And we need to like buy a house.
I did that last year, which is crazy. And I was talking to some of my clients yesterday, actually, and I'm like, I'm sick of cooking. I'm not used to this.
Right?
I am, one third of my life is tour managing. One third of my life is travel shows where other people are cooking for me. And the last third of my life is frozen pizza. And this is crazy. How do you stockpile so much food, people? How do you cook this much? So I'm not used to that.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray today. Get your questions in for her. We'll be right back. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? You covered. You're listening to the Fox World with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane on for Rose Gray this morning. Now, Colleen, is it Bloody Marys? Is it mimosas? What? Every time I say Colleen, there's a group of people that are supposed to be taking a drink.
I'm going to give a little shout out to my friends, my Mexican alumni friends that are hanging out at McBob's over on North Avenue. I think they're doing the Bloody Marys, and they had a special drink today that was a combination of, I think, Guinness and something fruity.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I thought that was kind of odd, but hey, go for it. And
hey,
so, yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Right? They're having fun.
All right. That is Colleen Alsberg. Just had to throw that out one more time. We do have somebody on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Steve over in Merton, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm looking at a cruise with Celebrity at the Galapagos Islands, and they have four different routes: inner loop, outer loop, north route, southern route. How do I determine which one's the best?
Well, wow, Steve, we're on the same page, because I was going to recommend a Celebrity cruise in the Galapagos, because they've gotten some new ships and they're much smaller. I would do the one probably that does the most, that you, the longest, and the one you can get the most in. I don't think it really. The main thing is you want to go see the turtles and the blue-footed boobies and all that great stuff. But I'd have to do a little more digging, I think, to see which one exactly is the best for you. But right now, I would probably say go for the one that gives you the most time. I see that they do have some, actually, 16-night inner loop cruises that also includes Machu Picchu. If you're going all that way, would you prefer to see some of South America as well?
Well, we are looking at Machu Picchu, but the price is considerably more than just the cruise. I mean, it's approaching like 70% of the cost, you know, of just the cruise.
Right. So. Yeah, I know it's quite a bit more. I would probably, if it were me, I would probably do the inner loop and try to get in to see more that way. That would be my suggestion.
Now, that would be on their bigger ship, the Flora, versus the smaller ships. Have you heard much about that ship? Or
It's pretty new right now, and both of the ship is big, but it's, you know, not huge like some of the other Celebrity ships that they have out there. And the Flora is, you know, since it is new, they have all the new bells and whistles, but they're still going to get you onto the Zodiacs and out onto the islands somewhat in the similar way that the Expedition and the Exploration will get you as well. If you want a little bit more intimate experience, though, then I would probably go with one of the smaller ships.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. Going to jump over to West Dallas. Hugh is on the line. Hugh, what's your question?
Yes, good morning. In the late end of May coming up, we're planning on going to Detroit, Michigan to visit some friends. I was just wondering if that car ferry that goes across Lake Michigan from Milwaukee across will be operating at the end of May.
Yeah, it looks like that car ferry is definitely going to operate. Go take a look online and get yourself set up. I would probably suggest that you do this in advance, though, and get yourself a reservation and make sure you're all set before you head over there.
Right. Well, it's going to be much more pleasant than going around Chicago and the lake, because that's just a terrible experience traveling down there. And I don't mind paying the extra money it's fun going across the lake. The kids get a kick out of it, you know.
Yeah, they sure do, Hugh. And I get that. I've been through Gary, Indiana a few times myself, so I understand going around that bottom of the loop there.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It looks like that ferry opens back up on May 7th. So we've got that going on. Jumping over to the text line here. Good morning. Can we talk about 2021? We're scheduled for the Romantic Rhine River Cruise October 1st through 9th with Colleen Allsburg.
Thank you.
Do you think this will happen?
Oh, again, like Rose said, we don't have a crystal ball, but we are getting very optimistic that our fall trips are going to start to operate. We're just watching everything. It's still such a fluid situation. So month by month, we are watching what's going to be moving and what is not. I'm really looking forward to that trip because that's one of my favorite itineraries on a river cruise. And that's why I put my name on it, because I really wanted to do it. So I'm being very optimistic that it's going to go. We haven't heard otherwise. I think once we know that our July and August trips are going to go this year, we'll have a much better feeling for our fall trips. But I'm being optimistic, and I think let's keep our fingers crossed and that one goes.
855-616-1620. Get your calls in. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show this week. We'll be right back on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel expert and back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Already 52 degrees on the way up to 8. My name is Dayton Kane. In for Rose Gray this morning is Colleen Allsburg from Fox World Travel. Taking your calls and your texts at 855-616-20. Isaac's in the producer's studio waiting for your phone call, so let's make him work a little bit this morning. But we do have a lot of texts coming in. Our passports expire in October of 2022. When should we begin the renewal process?
I would probably start, if you're not planning on a bit, I would probably get on that as soon as possible. It is taking approximately 8 to 12 weeks for just a standard passport renewal. Expires in about a year and a half. We probably start looking for sure this October, maybe start a year or two. At least 9 months to a year ahead, just to be on the, if some last minute travel should pop up, you never know and you may need it. So I would do it as soon as you can. With that being said, I would advise everyone, and I think Rose mentioned last week too, please check your passports and see what kind of validity is left on them after they've been sitting in your safes for the last year. I went to Mexico a month ago, and I wanted to double check to make sure my passport was still current because it was sitting for a month and I didn't even think about it. But I was fine, but it's probably a good advice to double check those too.
Every week people want to go on cruises, I guess, because we get the question again. When do you think the U.S.-based cruises will restart? Any inclination?
I really don't know for sure. I know they're trying to do workarounds, and they're sailing out of St. Martin, and they're sailing out of the Bahamas as a round trip from a foreign port of call to kind of bypass that Jones Act law that says you have to hit a foreign port of call when you're registered in the United States. So I really wish I knew for sure. I would hope. I know the cruise lines are on top of it with the CDC, and they're working with them and they're following the protocols and all that. So I would hope, again, hopefully by the fall, we can start seeing things going out of Florida again. That would be wonderful.
That would be nice. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. From the 920 area code, is the last 2 weeks of May good to visit Yellowstone? Are the ranger stations open?
Yeah, I think that's a great time to be there, maybe before the school crowds start running in. So, yeah, I would definitely look at May. I love going anywhere in the spring and the fall, so I think that's a perfect time to hit over.
Any recommendations on where to stay if the park is not available?
Oh, boy, I have to do more traveling, don't I? I'm not a big, I haven't done a lot in the United States yet.
Yeah, you go all over the world.
Yeah, I'm kind of saving the United States for my retirement years, so I'm a little bit closer to home. But I should start now. now because, you know, we've got time on our hands. But I don't know a lot about Yellowstone, but if she'd want to give a call to 866-GO-FOX-GO, our office is open, are open already at 9 o'clock, and the ladies can walk you through some recommendations for some. We have some experts that know the United States well and national parks. So, but if you want to talk Alaska, I'll tell you where to stay in Alaska.
All right. Let's jump overseas, or not overseas, but into a different country then, maybe. I don't know. I need to travel way more. Kent in Manitowoc, probably listening at WTMJ.com or on our app, says, we're leaving for Punta Cana next Saturday and would like to know if there are any concerns about COVID. We are both vaccinated.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're vaccinated. That's one wonderful thing. Punta Cana has been pretty much open this whole time. I know we've had a lot of our employees head over there, and they do things really well. Everything, they're very by the book with protocols and safety protocols. The hotels and resorts are very clean, and they're keeping, you know, they'll let you know the masking issues, and then you do need to get back to the United States. You're going to need a negative COVID test, and I know a lot of the resorts are offering those for free. They'll schedule them right when you check in, and about 2 or 3 days prior to you heading home, they'll do the quick COVID test. They'll give you the results online with an email, and then they'll send you home. So I wouldn't worry about it at all. I'd have a great time and just have fun in the Punta Cana and Dominican Republic.
He also asked if there's any must-see attractions there.
You know, I think it's just one of those fantastic old, you know, it reminds me a lot of San Juan, Puerto Rico, where you still have a lot of that colonial architecture. So maybe get into some of the smaller towns if you can take excursions, or I even know that even renting a car is very easy in the Dominican, and you can drive around a whole day and just see the little towns and just take in the history and the architecture. And there's also lots of nice excursions to do. There's snorkeling and safaris. So a lot of great things to see in Punta Cana.
It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Get your calls in at 855-616-1620. Now, though, we're going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning, Alex.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray this morning. My name is Dayton Kane. Thank you for tuning in. You guys have another event coming up.
We do, and this one's exciting because it affects my department. I work in the group department at Fox World Travel. And on May 12th, we are going to be launching all of our European, exotic, Hawaii, and all that great stuff that we're going to be offering for 2022. So if you can join us, it's going to be a webinar. You can go online and sign up. And it's from 6 to 7 p.m. on May 12th. And Rose will be there as well. We'll be talking about all the exciting new places that we'll be going. We do have Iceland and Poland, Antarctica. We've got some river cruises coming up. And I know we talked about some more things being added. So in addition to the Hawaii tour that I announced today, even more will be announced, I believe, next week. We have about 5 or 6 new destinations that are coming up for Europe and the world that we'll take care of next week. But if you can join us on May 12th, it's going to be kind of like a Zoom meeting type deal, and you can sign in and grab a cup of coffee or a tea or wine if you so choose, and sit and listen to us talk about some of the most beautiful places in the world that we'll be offering in 2022.
All right, right now give us a call, 855-616-1620. On the line from Delavan is Chip. Good morning, Chip. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. We're looking to do a cruise and land tour of Alaska in 2022. So maybe my question is a little bit early because we've been surfing your website to see if you have any packages. But we've got a teenager and two adults, and we're looking the best way to understand some itineraries or if we're too early to be booking.
Well, Chip, I love Alaska. That is my baby. I've been doing Alaska tours for with the exception of the last 2 years, I have been going up to Alaska for over 20 years. And I've kind of refined what we do for our groups. And I do two different itineraries, land and sea. And as we speak, I'm actually in the office working on rebooking all of my 2021 passengers. And then I'm shooting for May 3rd to open it up to public sale. And what I have is one is a 7-night land package with a 7-night cruise. And that hits all the right bells and whistles. You're starting up in Fairbanks and you're moving down to Denali National Park and you get into the park. We do a 8-hour tour into Denali. Then we go down to Anchorage for an evening, which is just a really beautiful city. And my favorite part of that trip is heading down to Seward, Alaska, where we stay now for 2 nights. And it's right on Resurrection Bay. It's just the cutest little town, fabulous restaurants, some fun things to do, the Sea Life Center, the Kenai Fjords, boat cruises, great fresh halibut meals. And then we go back to Whittier and aboard the ship for 7 nights, and we do Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and Hubbard Glacier Experience and Glacier Bay National Park. So that's one of definitely one of my favorites. And then the other trip that we do is more of a north-south bound. We start in Anchorage and we make our way north to Denali, and then we go up to Fairbanks. We then fly over to Dawson City in the Yukon Territory, and we do 2 nights there. A lot of, it's just absolutely gorgeous in the Yukon Territory. A lot of gold rush history because that's basically where it started. And then we head on down south to Whitehorse. We take the train down to Skagway, and then we do a 4-night cruise. So that's in total a 12-day trip. It's 6 nights on land and six nights on land, 5 days on the ship. So those are my two favorite ways of seeing Alaska, getting everything in. And I have taken families, I've taken children, teenagers, all age groups, and I've got plenty of space for 2022, so it's never too early. Keep your eye on our website and listen to Rose, because I know she'll be announcing when I actually have these up for sale.
Great, Colleen. Thanks for the help. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
855-616-1620. About 20 minutes left in the Fox World Travel Show, so get your calls in to Isaac in the producer's booth there. We want to get you on the show and get your questions answered on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here, Colleen in for Rose this week. Do you have any good Rose stories we can tell? Oh, no, she's probably listening. Never mind.
You know, listening on the way to the airport. Maybe she's there and she's not listening anymore. We used to travel a lot together when we first started working together. And we got in some trouble back in the day.
I bet.
Yeah, that's why they don't let us do that anymore. They don't let us travel together.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. On in Burlington, Eileen, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. Colleen, my husband and I have already done a cruise tour on Holland America to Alaska, and we absolutely loved it. It was a fabulous trip. But now back, and we'd like to see more of Justin, and I was wondering if you could recommend the best way to do that, whether it's by rail or I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome that you're talking about this, because I was, you know, I'm getting denied my trips to Alaska 2 years in a row, and I thought, you know, Alaska is to travel this summer already, so I was thinking maybe I'll just run up to Alaska and rent a car in Anchorage and do my own thing for a week, 10 days. And I think the best way to do it is probably just go up there and rent a car and get down to the Kenai. If you did Holland America, you probably didn't see a lot of maybe Homer or maybe out to Wrangell St. Elias and that area, and down to Prince William Sound. Absolutely beautiful area through there, and one of the most scenic byways that you'll be traveling on. And then you can kind of stop and go on your own, and, you know, if you want to do a photo stop or if you see a special restaurant that sounds fun, and then you can kind of do your own thing. And it's an easy drive. I mean, there's not many roads. So if you want to head up to Denali and do a few more nights up in that way, maybe stop in Tuckheetna. If you did Holland, you probably just rode through on the train and saw a glimpse of Tuckheetna. but that's just a fabulous little town to hang out in as well. And but I would suggest booking, kind of get a little bit of an itinerary set up and book the hotels in advance, just in case, just so you know for sure that you have a place to stay unless you want to be very adventurous and throw a tent in, but I don't know if that's your speed. Okay. Me either, Eileen. My kind of camping is at the Holiday Inn, so I understand. But if there's something I can help you with too, I know that we do have some Alaska experts actually at Fox World Travel, because it's one of our favorite places, and they always have a link to me, so we can work things together, and I'd love to help you plan something as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Eileen. Have a great weekend. So we have the same question coming in on the text line from Lori in Waukesha and Valerie in West Bend. They're both asking about trip insurance providers or travel insurance, and what do you recommend?
Well, we usually recommend a third-party travel insurance. We use two different companies, Travel Guard, which is actually a Wisconsin-based insurance company, and also Travelex. And we definitely recommend it, especially during these times. If you're booking, let's say, with a tour operator or with a cruise line, they usually offer their own insurances, but be very careful reading the fine print, because you don't know what is actually going to be covered, especially if it's a COVID situation, or I remember back in the day, it didn't cover the terrorist situations that we used to have. But Travel Guard and Travelex have really ran with the program and updated their insurances to cover things like that are current. So that's who I would check with. Both of those travel insurance companies have online websites that you can go in and even get quotes from. Or if you want to call one of our agents, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they'll get you in the right direction and set you up with the right insurance.
Okay. Another couple questions coming in about Rose's Norway trip in July. People asking if we know if it's going to happen or not.
Well, they keep pushing us off a little bit. They say it's still on. Every week we get a little bit more information. I believe they've now told us that they're going to make a decision in early May on that one. They have not canceled it. They have every intention of running it. We're just being very cautious again and just waiting for Insight Vacations to let us know, to give us the go-ahead on that trip.
855-616-1620 is the number to call or text if you have a question from the 608 area code. I want to go fishing in Ontario, Canada. When can I go?
I don't know.
Come on,
Canada, open up and let us in. I really don't know when they're going to open everything up. I think they're just waiting for everything to settle down, just like we all are, and hopefully soon, because Canada is one of my favorite places in the world, and I want to go back too.
Yeah, everybody wants to do some traveling, so let's see. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap up the show. It's almost done already.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy how fast it goes. But get your calls in for that last segment. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Allsberg in for Rose this week. My name is Dayton Kane. We are in our final segment here. Let's just kind of sum up if I do this right. For those places that are open, you're going to need a negative COVID test or the vaccine or both.
It could be both. Yeah, it just depends on where it is.
And if things aren't open yet, we don't know when they're going to open.
Pretty much.
as soon as we know something opens, we will let you know.
Yeah, as soon as we know, you guys will be the first to know after we know, because we're just in the same boat as you guys are, and it's too bad. We really want to travel, and we get that. So hopefully we all do our part, and we'll make sure that we all get healthy again, and that's what we want to do.
Right. So we're hoping fall stuff is still going to continue. We're pretty confident in 2022 and we're starting to book things. So tell us about some of the things we have going on at Fox World Travel.
Yeah, exactly. We are so excited just to get something out there. And take a look at our website on foxworldtravel.com and check out our upcoming 2022 groups that we already announced. And we do have more coming, but right now we're going to Iceland, which is just a fun, fabulous island. I enjoy traveling there. Croatia, we planned ahead right because Croatia is actually opening for us already, and we have a fantastic trip called Discover Croatia next August, and that takes you through some of the most beautiful areas of that country. And I love Dubrovnik, one of my favorite places, and Split, Zagreb, places that you've probably never thought about going to, but you can put a neat pin in your map on that trip.
I can't even say those things.
Oh, I know.
They're worth going to.
Well, that's why I kind of glanced over Iceland. You think Croatia's bad? Wait till you go to Iceland and try to pronounce all those names. And then I'm actually going to Poland. I've never been to Poland. And so I'm doing that next September, which I'm really excited about. I have a little bit of Polish ancestry in my family. So we'll go back and see some of that. The beautiful cities I love. I've been doing a lot of studying on it. And it's just a beautiful, the architecture is beautiful, the history is very diverse, and we're going from north to south, and it's just a fabulous trip in September. And then we're doing a couple of neat river cruises as well. Rose is doing the Rhine and the Moselle with Paris added at the end, which it's a great itinerary. If you've never river cruised before, this is fabulous. The Rhine is just beautiful, and the Moselle as well. Talk about some great wine opportunities there. And then we do have another one called Legendary Danube on August 31st, and that's a river cruise that also includes Prague. So you're going from Hungary, Budapest, Hungary, down to Prague in the Czech Republic, and that's a fabulous one too. I just want to travel, oh my gosh. But stopping in some great places, and I love the food and the people and the Pilsner beers in Prague, so you'll enjoy that. And then Rose has still a few seats on Antarctica next January. And I actually was watching my emails this week, and the Splendors of Egypt that I'm doing next October, the 4th through the 16th, is just about sold out. Saw another booking come in yesterday. So we were only at 10 last week. So yeah. I think we're just about there. So if you want to go to Egypt with me, please take a look at that. Soon, don't wait too long, because it's just one of my most favorite places in the world, and I have been there. Can't wait to go back, and I can't wait to share that with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So these are all available right now at foxworldtravel.com?
They are on foxworldtravel.com.
And the phones are open right now.
They are. They've been there almost an hour, my wonderful travel advisors, waiting in the wings just to book your dream vacation for you.
And that's 866-GO-FOX-GO. If you want to get on the line and talk to somebody at Fox World Travel, you can do that. 866-GO-FOX-GO. We're about wrapping it up here. We've got a minute left. What haven't we touched on that people need to know?
Well, I don't know if we have touched on this, but I would like to bring up once again, just to remind you that May 12th is going to be our official launch of all of our Alaska product, with the exception of Alaska. All of our Fox Group vacations will be launched on May 12th with the exception of Alaska. I'm working like crazy to have that ready for you. Hopefully I can launch that as well. We're much earlier with all of our trips this year than we've ever been to our group trips. And I know as soon as we get all of this launched, we're right into 2023. And we're working with our favorite preferred partners and Insight Vacations and Globus Vacations and Holland America and Princess. And we are already booking like crazy and looking forward to putting together our 2023 trips as well.
All right. Perfect. Well, thanks to everybody that called in, that texted in. The Fox World Travel Show happens every week right here from 9 to 10 a.m. Is Rose back next week?
I believe so. We talked yesterday, and she said she was going to get on an airplane today.
Waiting for that call to be like, nah, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it. She texted me yesterday like, uh-oh, what's going on? But they are flying home today. They had a fabulous week down in Florida. They did some Disney. Had just an absolutely beautiful beautiful home that they stayed in with all their friends and family. And she deserved that well week of rest. And she'll be back to help you guys next week.
And now you're off to go meet the crew at McBob's.
I am. I can't wait to see the ladies and hang out with them. They're just the best people in the world. Our Fox alumni are awesome. So, yeah, I'll see you guys in a bit.
Thanks for hanging out with us this week, Colleen.
You're welcome, Dayton. Great to see you.
Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.